This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. It's been a hot summer for the auto industry. Car makers reported their July sales today, and it turns out we snapped up nearly 1.5 million cars last month. That's an increase of around 9% over this time last year, and it puts us on track to buy more than 16 million cars by the end of 2014. That would be the biggest auto sales number in 8 years. What's driving all this? Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith has that story.
One of the big reasons car sales are so high this year is that banks have discovered the sweet business that is the auto loan, says Larry Veliquette with Automotive News in Detroit.
Banks have realized that when recessions hit, people may stop paying their mortgage payment because it takes so long to get thrown out of your house, but very few stop paying their car payment because those are easy to repossess and you have to be able to get to work.
And car makers have done their part to sweeten that pot too, says Veliquette.
For example, Ram on one of its trucks has a 0% financing offer for 72 months. I mean, 6 years of free money and no payments for 90 days. That's a really attractive offer.
And it's an offer many consumers have been waiting for. The average car on the road is more than a decade old. That's an all-time high. Tilo Kozlovsky is an auto analyst with Gartner. He says all this pent-up demand is making for a golden age for the auto industry.
We're coming out of this really depressing time when we had the big financial crisis, where a lot of people were just delaying their vehicle purchases.
But cheap money and easy loans have some seeing signs of a bubble. Dan Picciotto is an auto analyst with Standard & Poor's. He says the economic fundamentals seem solid in the industry for now, but he says the deep discounts and less-than-sterling loans need to be kept in check.
Right now, the industry is remaining relatively disciplined, but, you know, the track record of this industry is one that the risks emerge. It's something that we continue to monitor.
The average rebate on a vehicle in July was more than $2,700. That's up 7% from last year. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.